David Shearer, what are your thoughts on what funding from you all?
Well, the government's got basically two options. They could either ignore the Waitangi Tribunal, probably face then court action, or it can delay it and wait for the final outcome. Either way, this is a shambles that's continuing to just roll on. The government's going to have real problems in getting its asset sales program out in the amount of time it's not available to
it. Do you believe that when it'll have to be delayed this year?
Well, it's looking increasingly like that. My feeling is that the government will face inevitably court action. That'll mean costs for New Zealanders in terms of lawyers' fees, possibly costs in compensation, and more delays. Whatever happens, it's going to be costs for taxpayers.
So is that something we want then? Given these sales that are still going to go ahead at some point regardless, why should the taxpayer be wasting money on court costs and court proceedings?
Well, because that's the situation we're in at the moment. The government has allowed this to happen. These court costs would not have been around if we had decided not to sell the assets. And it's by selling the assets we've actually got into the situation.
So it's the Māori Council's fault for exercising their rights?
The Māori Council's got the rights. The only reason they went to Waitangi Tribunal was that they didn't have the ability of time to negotiate that, as would have happened if there hadn't been a sale of assets. The fact that the assets have been sold is the reason that they've had to go to the Waitangi Tribunal.
So you don't think it'll be done before Christmas?
Well, I don't think there's every possibility would need to be delayed. I mean, if it's delayed into the end of November, December, it'll have to go next year.
Just on John Banks, in terms of local government elections, do anonymous donations need to be eliminated from that legislation?
I think there's some work that could be done around the legislation. I think that there's too many openings there that are available. But the bottom line with John Banks is he's still approached the donor, asked for the money, reached out his hand and took the cheque from Sky City. Anybody in New Zealand watching that would know that he knew exactly what was happening.
Where do you think improvements could be made?
Well, I think they're around the transparency of the local body elections and the anonymous donors. I think this could be much more in line with what we've got at the national level.
Should we still be allowed anonymous donors? Should we just get rid of that?
Well, I would prefer to have a lot of the anonymous donors removed, because I actually think that we should have a much more open and transparent election system.
So just looking at John Banks' donations, I mean, some people are saying that the law is nasty. I mean, what do you think of the law?
Well, the police have gone as far as they possibly can, but it's quite clear that everybody in New Zealand that John Banks knew exactly the donations that he got and who he got them from. He's got off on a technicality.
Do you think he knew that he would get off if he became a shove? Do you think he knew that the law?
Oh, that's why he couldn't remember anything, because if he did remember something, he would have been he would have put himself in real jeopardy. John Key knows that as well. John Key knows that John Banks was receiving donations, and he knew who the donations were from. I would be very surprised if John Key wasn't completely aware of the situation from John Banks.
So they actually knew that the law was weak to begin with, is what I'm asking you. Do you think they actually knew that the law was weak?
Well, I think what John Banks was advised to do was to forget, and that's the reason why he was always forgetting. Because by forgetting, he was able to show that, or indicate that he wasn't able to know who the donations came from.
Would you be prepared to work with National in a bipartisan way to fix up these local government laws?
Yes, I would. I think this is something that John Key's talked about. It's something that we've been talking about for a long time. I think there's a possibility of sitting down and making sure that people have confidence in our electoral laws and that we can take that further.
So what's going to do it before the next local government?
Well, it would obviously depend on the legislative program that has been put in place, but I think there are so many gaping holes that we have now that I think that most people in New Zealand would want to see some certainty around it, and we would certainly work with the government to make sure that it certainly exists.
Would that be an admission essentially by John Key if he did change the law? That John Banks was trying to get around here, you know, a tacit admission of people.
Well, he should actually admit what really went on here, which is basically that John Banks went to a donor, asked for money, received the money. It's very simple what happened, and John Key must be absolutely aware of that as the case.
Do you think it's only because Mr. Banks, in his position, who he is, that he's coming up with this scrutiny? I mean, is it possible
Well, my understanding, and certainly in the case of the Sky City, because he knew exactly where the money was coming from, Len Brown actually went out and admitted it and declared it. So this is the difference between John Banks not declaring it and Len Brown and actually declaring it.
The Sky City apart, yeah. I mean, we even know that Mr. Brown did declare the Sky City donation, but are you comfortable that Mr. Brown didn't employ the same advice for other donations?
I've got no idea about his other donations. But what I would say is that if we can make the law more clear and more transparent so that New Zealanders have real confidence about who is giving to different parties and different campaigns, then that would give people, I think, a lot more confidence.
What do you think about what appears to be a thawing of the relations between New Zealand and Australia and Fiji to use it to reopen the High Commission? So is the time right for that?
Well, I think what they're doing is trying a different tack. And look, the bottom line here is that if this can work, that's good. If it doesn't work, then there's always the possibility of closing it back again. But I think resuming sporting links will be popular in Fiji, and it might provide the impetus for Fiji to become much more involved in getting ahead with the democratic process.
Do you think Fiji actually has moved forward towards democracy?
Well, not in any robust or obvious way, no. But I think what we're trying to do here is to say, well, look, we can open up the door here a little bit. Let's hope that you are able to take advantage of it. It's giving them the benefit of the doubt. And as I say, we can always close that door again if we need to.
What do you make of the former senior Labor Party staff, Gordon John Thompson, going to the Sky City communications
room? Oh, he's a free individual. He was working for UMR after he left us, and he's gone on. Yeah, the polling. Oh, he was working for a polling company, doing other things as well. Look, he's a free individual. He takes up whatever job he wants to.
Do you think it indicates that Sky City figures the odds of speak to what Sky City believes the odds are of Labor becoming the next government?
Well, I'd like to believe that was true, but actually, given what we've been saying about Sky City lately, I'm not sure that they would necessarily be all that enamoured with where we were going with. Our position on tokens, for example.
Just looking at the asset sales again, I mean, John Key has really changed his language. He's not as macho, so to speak, as he was in the beginning of the Waitangi Tribunal. What do you think causes that?
Well, he obviously realises that, one, that's not going to get him very far. It creates all sorts of divisions in New Zealand, and secondly, he gets offside with the Māori Party. So he's taking a much more measured approach, which I would welcome.
And I mean, you seriously think that we could be up for the taxpayer could be up for legal costs here, or major legal costs, or is it just part of the process?
But this is costing the taxpayer millions of dollars. It's not its legal costs. It's about the loyalty scheme, the delays that are going on. It's about the possible compensation in the future. This is going to cost the taxpayer a lot of money, and those shareholders that buy shares in Mighty River or whatever other companies won't face any risk of paying any of those costs. It'll be only the taxpayer that pays the costs. Okay, cool.